Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This is continuing coverage of the trial of Karen Reed from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Albert, how far a drive is it, or how long a drive is it, roughly, from the waterfall to 34 Fairview from that?
The way I would go, 4 minutes, give or take, 5 minutes. There's multiple ways, but depends on how you go, I guess.
And the way that you go, as far as what you're talking about, is that your recollection of how or where your wife drove that night?
Yes.
Now, as far as when you arrive at the house, where did your wife park the vehicle in relation to the house?
She pulled the vehicle into the driveway.
And you're obviously familiar with the address or the residence at 34 Fairview, correct?
Yes, I am.
Been there several times before this evening?
Yes, I have.
And essentially, there's two garage doors on the house. There's one on the left, one on the right. Is that correct?
Yes.
Do you recall whether or not your wife parked on the left side of the driveway or the right side of the driveway?
I believe it was the left, but the driveway is fairly wide. It kind of widens out, not just the two doors. So I don't know if she was right on the left where the, you know, where the walkway is, or if she was, you know, one kind of more in the middle, because that driveway, you could pull up even on the right of her, but somewhere, I don't know exactly, but she pulled into the driveway.
So she pulls in the driveway, she parks, you guys go in the house, correct?
Yes.
When you get inside the house, who, if anyone, do you observe there?
When we entered the house, we observed Caitlin, Brian Jr. Brian had two friends there, Julie Nagel and Sarah Levinson, Brian Higgins, and Brian Albert Sr.
And where
did I say Nicole? Nicole, I don't know if I said Nicole.
And where in the house were they situated?
When I recall, everybody was congregated in the, when you walk in the front door, to your right, there's a table, and then there's an open floor where it goes right to the kitchen and in the room of the table. They just flow into each other. So people are surrounding either the island in the kitchen and or the table area.
And from your recollection, is that essentially where people mainly congregated throughout the course of the night that you were there?
Yes.
And about how long a period of time were you there at 34 Fairview that night?
I'd say a little over an hour. No, got there about 12:20-ish, left 1:40, 1:45, I don't know the exact time, 1:40, 1:45-ish, so.
You got there somewhere closer to 12:30 and you left somewhere closer to about 1:45, 2 a.m., is that correct?
Got there about 12:20, give or take, and then, yeah, left about 1:40, 1:45, I don't know the specific time, but somewhere around there.
And similar to the question I asked you about the waterfall, as far as the, how would you describe sort of the mood or the demeanor of the group in the house when you got there?
Huh. Everybody was hanging out. I know Julie was excited. We just showed up. Good to see us. Brian, excited that we came by. Normal.
So, fair to say no tension, no arguments, no nothing like that while you were at the house?
No.
And do you recall sort of what you were doing while you were at the house or what the group was doing?
It kind of hanging out, talking, sitting around the table, engaging. Music was on. Just having a good time, just hanging out, talking, enjoying each other's company. I do recall my wife put on a foolish video that she wanted to show the kids at the table. But other than that, just socially hanging out with each other.
the foolish video that you're talking about, do you recall what that was?
Yes.
And can you describe that to the jury?
It was a video for the song It's Raining Men.
And do you recall, generally speaking, what was in the video or why it was a foolish video as you described?
Well, it's a, in the family, it's one of Jen's sisters had put on a show before with an umbrella. So at some point, my wife came across this video and it was people just dancing around. So she was showing showing my niece and my nephew and friends the video so they could see, you know, we're kind of picking on my my sister-in-law.
And you have another nephew by the name of, I'm sorry. Are you familiar, you mentioned that earlier at the waterfall, there was Christopher and Julie Albert, is that right?
Yes.
Familiar with them, your wife is friends with Julie, correct?
Yes.
And you know their children as well, is that right?
Yes, I do.
And specifically, you know their middle child, Colin?
Yes.
And at any point in time in the evening when you were there at 34th Fairview Road, was Colin Albert there at any point?
No, he was not.
You didn't see him that night at all?
Never saw him.
Obviously, you know your daughter, your oldest daughter, Allie, correct?
Yes, I do.
And at any point in time when you were at 34 Fairview, did you see her or vehicle or anything? Did you have any knowledge that your daughter, Allie, was there at the time that you were there?
No, she was not.
She wasn't there. You didn't see her there. You didn't know if she had been there before you or anything like that.
Correct. Correct.
Now, turning back into the house, as far as the group that you were with, was there any point in time that anyone from that group left that sort of general area of the dining room and in the kitchen that you recall?
We were in that room. There's a room right next to the kitchen with the doorway that you can walk through. I was seated at the table, but you could walk through the doorway. You know, I know Julie Nagel went into that room because she was looking out the door. Other people could have walked in and out of that room. It's right there, right next to us.
At any point in time over the course of that evening, did you see anybody sort of go upstairs or downstairs to the basement or anywhere else but that general area of those three rooms in the home?
I did not see anybody.
Now, at some point, you mentioned that Julie Nagel was looking outside for something. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
How long was that in reference to after you arrived and then when that happened?
Again, I don't know the exact time. I'm going to say could have been 3 minutes, could have been 5 minutes, somewhere in that vicinity. We arrived, said hello, good to see everybody. And shortly after, she had mentioned that her brother was there to pick her up.
Now, as far as the Levinson and Miss Nagel, they were friends of your nephew, Brian Albert Jr., is that right?
That's correct.
And did you know them at all at that time, you know, when you arrived there on the 28th?
Miss Levinson, I did not know. First time I met her. I definitely had met Julie before. She had, you know, Brian and her hang out. So I definitely met her. I think she'd been to I don't know if it was previous to this or after this, but Julie has, you know, helped my brother-in-law, not my brother, my nephew Brian, when we go on vacation. We have a dog, and Brian would usually be the go-to to, you know, let the dog out, et cetera. And I know Julie has helped him. I just don't know if that was previous to that or after. But I definitely had met Julie before, yes.
So you had met her before, but essentially met her as a friend of your nephew's, correct?
Yes.
Someone that you knew particularly well, is that fair to say?
Correct. Didn't know her well.
So after about 3 to 5 minutes or so after you arrive, you observe Ms. Nagel looking outside, correct?
Yes, she was going out the door, correct.
And do you know why she was going out the door?
She said her brother was there to pick her up, but she didn't want to leave.
And at any point in time, did either yourself or your wife extend an offer to either Ms. Nagel or Ms. Levinson or both in regard to getting home?
Yes. My wife informed them that if they wanted to stay because we just got there, we would be more than willing to drive them home.
And fair to say, at this point in time, you didn't even know where Ms. Levinson or Ms. Nagel lived. Is that correct?
No idea.
You didn't really know what you signed up for as far as traveling home. Is that correct?
Well, Canton's not that big of a town, so I wasn't too scared. But yeah, I didn't know exactly where they live. I knew they were from Canton.
Now, at some point when Ms. Nagel goes outside, what, if anything, drew your attention to the outside of the house?
When she went outside, or when she was opening the door, her or somebody referenced that there was another vehicle out front.
And so upon hearing that, where did you go?
Upon hearing that, we just assumed that was obviously John and Karen. So I don't recall if I looked out the window first or looked out the door first, but I looked out to see the other vehicle out in front of the house.
And just to be clear, when you say window and when you say door, like which window and which door?
Well, I was sitting at the table, and right behind me is a window. Or if I stood up and took five steps, there's the front door of the house. So again.
In addition to sort of the regular front door, is there like a storm door or something that you would have been able to see through? Is that?
That would be the front door, I would call the storm door. That, yes, I could see out the front. There's another door. If you're looking at the house, is your front door, windows, and then there's another door. Julie looked out or went out through that door. I either looked out the window or walked over to the front door, which would be the opposite door.
Regardless if you looked out the window or you looked out the storm door at the front door, when you looked out, what if anything, did you see?
I noticed the big SUV parked in front of the house.
And do you know what color the SUV was?
At the time, I didn't. It was dark. I didn't know if it was a black SUV, a dark green, or dark blue, but it was a dark SUV.
And at the time, were you familiar with either or both of the vehicles of Mr. O'Keefe and or the defendant, Ms. Reed?
Yes, I knew Karen drove a dark SUV. I didn't know the make and model. I just knew she drove a dark SUV. I'd seen it at pickup and things of that nature.
And did you know what kind of vehicle that Mr. O'Keefe drove around that time?
I think he had a smaller SUV. I don't remember the make.
You remember what color?
He had a... You know what? I don't remember the color of his SUV. He had another car, too, that he drove around. I remember that. That's about it.
And when you're looking out from either the window or the door, where was the dark SUV in relation to the house?
If you came out that front door, pretty much right in front of the house, parked in front of the house.
Now, you mentioned that Ms. Nagel had left the house through the other door and gone outside. Is that right?
That's correct.
And when you looked out, could you see Ms. Nagel or where she had gone?
No, there was another vehicle, again, coming out the front door. If you go to the left, there's a driveway. There was another vehicle over there. I don't know if it was on the street facing this way, if it was pulled in. I just looked out the front door and noticed the car to be like, oh, that's John. That was my focus. I didn't look for Julie.
Now, as far as the other vehicle, did you observe at least enough to know whether or not it was behind the dark SUV, in front of the dark SUV, or something else?
Yeah, it was to the left. It was equivalent to where the driveway was, and then after the end of the driveway there was a Jeep, and after the Jeep was was the SUV, the dark SUV.
And with respect to, just from your perspective, you're looking out, so the driveway would have been to your left, is that right?
Correct.
Are you familiar with any other sort of like landmarks or anything else in the front yard area of your brother-in-law's house?
Yes. So you look out, the driveway's to the left. If you look to the right, there is an island of like maybe rhododendrons, something, bushes. There's a flagpole right there. There's a utility. I believe it's a utility box. I'm assuming it's utility, kind of on the edge. There's a fire hydrant. All that stuff was to the right side of the looking out the front door.
Now, after you look out this initial time and you see this dark SUV sort of right in front of the door. Was that the only time that you looked out, or did you look out on subsequent occasions?
Nope. I looked out again because it'd been a few minutes. Again, 2, 3, 4 minutes. I'm not sure how long, but it'd been a few minutes, and we thought it was weird they hadn't come into the house. Looked out and saw the SUV again.
And when you looked out for the second time, where was the SUV in relation to where it was the first time?
The SUV had moved up the road from the front of the house. It went from spot A to spot B. Now it was further up, more in sync of where the the flagpole, the utility box, the fire, more in sync with that. It had moved up the road. Thought it was weird that they hadn't come in.
Now, as far as the times that you're looking out, did you happen to make any note let me ask you this, taking you back to the waterfall just for a second, when you were driving, or your wife was driving, from the waterfall to 34 Fairview, what, if anything, did you observe as far as, what was the weather doing?
The snow had started to fall.
And at that initial time that you're going from the waterfall to Fairview Roads, was it sticking to the pavement or anything at that point?
I believe there was a dusting. It was definitely falling. I don't think it was on the main roads, but definitely a dusting of snow was falling, correct.
And from that time after you arrived at the house and shortly thereafter when you observed this dark SUV out in front of the house, had that changed at all as far as the accumulation or sticking to the pavement, roadway, grass, anything like that that you saw?
Yes. At some point, at least on their road in their grass, you could see the snow had started to, it definitely was sticking on that road.
Now, you observe it initially in front of the door, then about 3 or 4 minutes later, you observe it further up towards the flagpole, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And each of these times, you're not just standing at the door or standing at the window staring out the entire time, correct?
No, just looking out, being like, what the hell are they doing? And going back to my seat.
And at other than those two times that you've already testified about, was there any subsequent times after that?
Yes, I definitely looked out a third time out the door.
And the third time that you looked out the door, where was the dark SUV in relation to where it had been the second time?
It had now proceeded further up the road, past the flagpole, past the utility box, past the fire hydrant, more in line with between the yards. I believe there's bushes and trees that separate the Albert's residence to the next residence. So it was actually past the Albert's residence and a little further up, I'd say more on the edge of the property line of the, if you're looking out of the neighbors to their right, if I'm looking out of their house.
Now, this distance between the second time that you saw it and the third time that you saw it, do you have any idea about how much distance that was or how many feet?
Hey, I'd be guessing 30, 40 feet. I don't know. I have no idea. I'd have to measure it.
Now, with respect to the snow that had fallen on the ground, as far as the vehicle was concerned, it moves from one point to the second point to the third point. Do you observe any sort of tire marks or anything in the snow out on the road when you looked out?
Yes, I did.
And the tire marks that you observed, did they essentially lead up to the back tires of the dark SUV that you saw out there?
At some point, I looked out and noticed tire marks that would have started before the Jeep. So if the Jeep was here, so where it was just a weird, like a wave. It was a weird wave in the road. You could see the tire marks.
And was that before or after? So at some point, Ms. Nagel goes out to some other vehicle and then comes back inside the house, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
You know about how long she was outside of the house for?
I'd be guessing. Minute. I'm not sure.
Just not terribly long time?
No, not at all.
And so the time that you observed this sort of abnormality in the tire marks that you see out there, was that before or after she had come back inside the house?
That would have been after.
So you don't know if that was from the dark SUV or the whatever vehicle she had met. You have no idea.
Objection. No. Can you answer that? Well, the form of the question, it's sustained then.
Do you know which vehicle left those abnormal tire marks you saw?
Based off of where the tire marks were, they came off the curb, I would have, my assumption was it was the SUV.
Okay.
I heard the answer, I withdraw.
Okay.
But you don't know, correct?
No, I didn't see the vehicle, no.
And that was my next point. As far as when you saw the vehicle, as far as each of those three times, it was stationary each time you saw it, correct?
The first two times, definitely stationary. The third time, looked stationary. If it was going a half mile per hour, I'm not sure, but it was further up the road. It looked to me it was stationary, but like I said, if for some reason it was moving, it could have been moving.
Now, each time that you saw the vehicle, was it in the same sort of position with respect to the house? By that, I mean, as far as was it on the Alberts, was it on the 34 Fairview side of the road or the other side, or where was it positioned with respect to the roadway?
Yes, same position, parked parallel to the Alberts house, heading forward as if you were going to leave Fairview to head up to Chapman Street, heading away from the house.
And so each time that you observed the vehicle, you were looking at sort of the passenger side of that vehicle, correct?
That is correct.
And at any point in time, either of these three occasions that you observed the vehicle, did you see anybody outside of it?
I did not.
Did you see any footprints around the vehicle or leading away from the vehicle or across the yard or anything like that?
I did not.
And did you were you able to see inside of the vehicle from where you were, either from the window or from the storm door or the front door?
I could not, or I did not see anything inside.
And to, further to that point, at any point in time that you observed this vehicle in front of the house, you see any sort of interior lights on inside the vehicle?
Not that I noticed.
Now, you saw it at point one, point two, point three, were there any other times that you looked outside?
I'm assuming I looked out because at some point the vehicle was gone. So I must have looked out one more time because there was no vehicle there anymore. And again, I don't know if I just peeked out the window and said, oh, they left. Again, we didn't know where they were.
And do you know whether or not there had been any attempt at communication by anyone in the house to Mr. O'Keefe at any point?
Yes.
And who was doing that?
My wife was trying to communicate with John, let him know that he's, let him know he's here.
Sure. I'm going to let that stand.
And at any point, do you know whether or not Mr. O'Keefe communicated back to Ms. McCabe while they were out front of the house?
Objection.
Do you know? Not how you know, but do you know?
Do I know if Mr. O'Keefe communicated back to Jen? Is that the question?
That's my question.
No.
No, she did not, or no, you don't know?
Oh, no, sorry. No, she did not. Sorry.
I'll strike that.
Now, Ms. McCabe, with regard to this, from the first time that you sort of get up and either look out the window or look out the door and see it in front of the front door, to the time that you look out and see it for the third time, or let me ask you this, from the time that you see it in front of the door to the time that you see that there's no vehicle there anymore, you know how long a period of time that was?
I'd say at least 10 minutes, could be 12, 13, 14. I don't know the exact time, but it was out there for a little bit.
And so let me ask it this way. As far as from the first time to the second time you have testified, it was about 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, somewhere in there, correct?
Correct.
Were the timing in between the times that you looked out, were they relatively consistent with each other?
Yes, they were.
So you look out 3 or 4 minutes, look out again, 3 or 4 minutes, look out again. Is that?
Yes, that would be in line. Correct.
And at some point around 1:45 or 2 a.m., somewhere in there is when you leave Fairview Road. Is that correct?
Yes.
Do you recall who drove your wife's vehicle home that night?
I drove.
and if anyone else was in the vehicle, and where were they seated within the vehicle when you left?
We were driving Sarah Levinson and Julie Nagel home. They were in the back seat of the vehicle, and my wife was in the passenger seat. I don't know who sat behind the passenger, who sat behind the driver, but they were in the back seat.
Your Honor, if at this time, with the court's permission, I'd like to publish for the jury for this witness Exhibits 71, 72, and 73.
Okay.
Ms. Skipper, if I could have Exhibit 71 first. And so, Ms. McCabe, on the desk in front of you, there should be a laser pointer there. If you just click that button and point at the screen, if or what I or anyone asks you to do so. First, just with reference to what's up on the screen as Exhibit 71, you recognize what that is, sir?
Yes, I do.
And what do you recognize?
34 Fairview.
And absence of the snowfall obviously exists essentially what the house looked like on that early morning of January 29th.
Yes, that's correct.
And if you could, with relation to the window first and then the storm door that you were talking about that you were looking out from the house, could you, using the laser pointer, show the jury where that is?
Is that working? That would be the window. That'd be the storm door.
And with respect to the first placement, the first time that you look out and see the dark SUV in front of the house, is that visible in this photograph?
Wait, can you repeat that? Sorry.
First time that you look out and you see the dark SUV in front of the house, is that position, is that visible in this photograph?
I'd probably catch the very back end because there was a Jeep parked right here. So it'd be right there.
And Ms. Gilman, if I could have Exhibit 72. Again, sir, do you recognize what's up on the screen?
Yep.
It's another photograph of the residence of 34 Fairview, is that correct?
Yes.
If you could, using that laser pointer, could you show the jury or demonstrate for the jury where that vehicle was the first time that you saw it?
Say right about here, in this general area.
The second positioning that you were talking about, is that visible in this photograph?
No, it'd be further up the road.
So Ms. Kelman, if I could have Exhibit 73. Can you recognize what's depicted now in Exhibit 73?
Yes, I do.
That secondary position that you observed the vehicle in is visible in this photograph?
Yes, it is.
So if you could, sir, just direct the jury's attention to where about that would
be. About in this general area right here.
And the third positioning that you saw the vehicle in, can you describe where that
was? Yep, it'd be further up the road, I'd say, give or take, right there.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Gilman. You can take that. And so, sir, you leave the residence at 34 Fairview. Do you recall, as far as the weather was concerned, what was the weather? What, if anything, had changed between the times that you had looked out and the time that you came out to go home?
The snow was starting to accumulate.
So the storm was starting to pick up a bit, is that correct?
That is correct.
And when you came out of the house, the vehicle was in the driveway, correct?
That's correct, yep.
And again, if you could, you're driving. Who else is in the car and where are they in the car?
I'm in the driver's seat. My wife is in the passenger seat, and Julie and Sarah are in the seats directly behind us.
Do you recall who was seated where?
I don't recall who was in what seat.
And you back out of the driveway, and then you go. Do you recall where you were going or who you were dropping off first?
Yes, I back out of the driveway and proceed, heading up towards Chapman Street.
And so would the passenger side of the wife's vehicle, would that be facing closest to 34 Fairview at the time that you're driving away from it?
Yes, that's correct.
And your testimony as far as the storm picking up a little bit, do you recall anything you had to, did you have to clear off the car, windshield wipers on, or anything like that in reference to the weather?
Yes, I brushed the car off. I had to wipe the car off with my hand and clean off the windows before I pulled out of the driveway. And then obviously setting the windshield wipers as I was driving away.
Now, that area over where the secondary position that you observed that dark SUV in over by the flagpole, do you recall any sort of like street lighting or anything, ambient overhead lighting in that area?
I don't recall it, no.
As you're driving away from the house, do you recall whether or not was there any conversation or music playing or anything like that in the car as you're driving away?
Yeah, it was chitter-chatter. You know, my wife was turned towards me, like turned in, talking to the girls behind me. I know at one point somebody was joking about, I don't know, peanut butter and jelly sandwich or something. Something about bread. I forget what it was. And then I drove up the street.
And as you were driving up the street and away from the residence at Fairview, what, if anything, did you observe abnormal on the side of the road? Were you looking at the side of the road?
I was not. I was focusing on the snow coming down, the windshield wipers, and driving up the street.
And fair to say you didn't see anything in the yard or anything like that?
That's correct.
So you drove each of the two young ladies home, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Do you know about what time it was that you got home yourself?
I got home, give or take, somewhere between after 2:10, 2:15-ish. I don't know the exact time, but somewhere in that vicinity.
And when you got home, each of your four daughters, including Allie, were they all home at that point?
The kids were home, correct.
And when you arrive in the house, you and your wife, where did you leave?
Well, first went in the kitchen. When we walked in, my wife proceeded upstairs before I did. I was in the kitchen for a few minutes and then went upstairs and went to bed.
And did your wife go to bed around the same time as you?
Yes, she might have already been laying in bed before I physically got in the bed, but yes.
And as far as you, well, when you fell asleep, was your wife still awake or had she already fallen asleep?
She was still awake. We were both awake. She actually wanted to watch a show, which I had no desire to watch. And said I was going to bed. We talked a little bit about my younger daughter, about she was trying out for a basketball team. So we talked a little bit about that. And then that was it. I went to bed.
Turning your attention to the morning of the 29th. The morning of the 29th. You woke up at some point, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And what, if anything, do you recall, sort of what woke you up that morning?
I woke up to screams in my bedroom.
Yara, may we approach just briefly?
Okay.
So we will send you home. Please make sure you follow those three cautions. Do not discuss this case with anyone. Don't do any independent research or investigation into this case. If you happen to see, hear, or read anything about this case, please disregard it and let us know. Tomorrow's a full day. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you very much.
All rise for the court, please.
Thank you. Go to the same recess.
More raw courtroom coverage of the trial of Karen Reed is coming up from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Press subscribe so you don't miss a minute.